Getting ready for first quarter earnings and what corporate executives really think about the economy. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. U.S. markets opened up this morning, and let's get some insights on what to expect in the week ahead. I'm joined by Julia Coronado. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. And Julia, what are you watching in the markets this week?
Well, we're about to kick off the Q1 earnings season, and so setting aside geopolitical tensions, I think analysts are pretty optimistic about what we might hear from companies as far as earnings at the start of the year.
And we often get some insights from corporate executives along with those earnings. What are you expecting in that regard?
Well, one thing that we economists have been focused on is this growing tension between sentiment indicators and economic data on investing and hiring. Measures of business and consumer sentiment have really been jumping up, and the data that we see on actual hiring and investing just isn't doing much. So what do business leaders tell us about that? Are they just in wait-and-see mode and they're readying their plans for investing and hiring, or is there some disappointment now on the policy front? It's always good to hear from the people actually making the decisions as to what they're seeing.
Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Our David Brancaccio is on a road trip this week in search of jobs that machines and software will have trouble taking away. It's what we're calling robot-proof jobs. When David first looked into automation and the labor force 5 years ago, his road trip companion was a toy robot dog that waddled and yapped, but that was about it. This time, David's been holding auditions for some state-of-the-art technology to play the role of sidekick, an R2-D2 or a robot version of Don Quixote's Sancho Panza. Here's one potential he met in San Francisco.
Can I help you find a store within our shopping center? Oh, are you looking for Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Perfect. Here it is.
Pepper, the robot, looks to me like a life-size statue of a precocious 9-year-old. Its manga-style eyes are ringed with flashing LEDs, and there's a touchscreen molded to its chest. The head speaks, yet the mouth never moves. But it's Pepper's posture that's the most expressive. It's hinged at the arms and fingers and bendy at the neck and waist. Steve Carlin is with SoftBank Robotics America, which developed this robot.
Pepper is there to engage with you for as long as you need and can answer any question multiple times. It will never get upset, will never get frustrated, will never get impatient.
Like humans who sometimes get that way on an extended road trip. So, road trip buddy, but where it has experience is shopping buddy. You heard it before answering questions for people lost in the mall. It's also helped in car showrooms. There's one working at the Oakland airport pushing drinks at the bar.
Let's go for a medium-bodied. The Pyramid India Pale Ale is a medium-bodied, light golden ale.
Just touch its screen to order. Pepper learns from experience using artificial intelligence derived from IBM's Watson. In Japan, where the first 1,000 units of these sold out in less than a minute, there's precedent for Pepper as companion.
There was a short documentary done on this woman who literally will take Pepper around town with her. She's built a cart. She had a really strong relationship with her grandfather who had recently passed away. So she took Pepper to the cemetery to introduce Pepper to her grandfather.
Thing is, while it bends in 17 different ways and scoots around on rollers, Pepper can't sit, which makes it tough to wedge into a car seat for a road trip.
Oh, by the way, what do you think of my presentation? Give me a rating from 1 to 4.
Well, let me meet the other applicants first. More robot auditions tomorrow.
Thanks, David. You can hear more from the Robot Proof Job series on Marketplace.org or in our new pop-up podcast. It's in the Marketplace Morning Report feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's a big TV debut this morning where we get introduced to a brand new character on an iconic kids show. Her name is Julia. She's 4 years old. She's a Muppet and she's on the autism spectrum. Julia's joining the cast of characters on Sesame Street, which is produced by HBO and broadcast on PBS stations. It's part of an extensive outreach and education program that Sesame Workshop has launched with university researchers and autism advocates. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcast, Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Research and character development for Julia to come play with Big Bird and Elmo is part of a bigger effort to create resources for families and teachers. Julia Bascom at the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network says the show producers welcomed input.
Often autistic people get left out of societal conventions about us. In the show itself, it's been really great to see her movements and her way of communication respected. Julia flaps and jumps when she's happy.
Julia is a sweet four-year-old who just wants to play. Elmo can learn to do that with her.
Boing, boing, boing,
boing. Oh, we can play side by side like we do sometimes.
Hillary Robertson, a researcher at Georgetown University, says the show will reach a lot of people dealing with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD.
A parent who has just found out that their child has an ASD diagnosis, teachers, community members.
Julia Bascom says the show has special meaning in her community, where many struggle in school and learn to read watching Sesame Street. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.